You're listening to the Think Unbroken podcast, and I'm your host, Michael Unbroken. I'm an author, speaker, coach, and advocate for adult survivors of childhood trauma and abuse. In this podcast, you will learn how to transform your trauma into triumph, turn breakdowns into breakthroughs, and go from victim to being the hero of your own story. You can learn more at thinkunbrokenpodcast.com, and of course, check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Think Unbroken Podcast.
I see all of you guys absolutely ready to transform. It's absolutely going to be a transformative day. I'm so excited for it, guys. We're going to power. We're going to make some moves today. And so first and foremost, number one, just like yesterday, I want to bring your attention to your focus, right? The world is full of distractions. We have all these things happening all around us all the time, and it's always a little bit chaotic. But remember right now, this time here, right now, where you are, is about you. It's not about anybody else. It's not about the outside world. It's not about your job. It's not about even your kids right now or your spouse or any of that stuff. It's about you, because this transformation and this healing journey is for you, my friends. So take all the space that you need today to show up, to be here, to be present. And again, I'm always going to start these with gratitude. In the same way, in the morning, I always think about gratitude. I don't always write it down, because I'm always like, man, how many times can you write down the same thing? But I always think about it. Like, what is one thing that I am very grateful for today? And today when I woke up and I put my feet on the ground, I was grateful for the opportunity to be here to serve you, to be able to come and give you everything that I know about this journey. And that gratitude is really for you, because without you, I wouldn't be here. Who knows what I'd be doing, but I wouldn't be doing this. And so I'm thankful for you guys, and I'm thankful for you to be here and to trust not only yourselves, but your time with me. Because like, time is the most important thing that we have on planet Earth. And so it means the world to me that you are giving me yours. Now, intentions, everything. I talk about this all the time. How are you showing up today, my friends? Ask yourself that question. Like, how are you showing up? Are you showing up present? Are you showing up excited? Are you like, and be honest too, because it's okay. Like, a lot of people will try to run from their emotions and their feelings. If you're showing up hesitant, if you're showing up and kind of feeling like, man, I had a hard night's sleep and I can't really get focused and life feels kind of chaotic today, like, honor that. You know, so many people run from their emotions. It's like, yo, if you're in a bad mood, like, okay, cool. So be in a bad mood. But guess what? You can be in a bad mood and still change your life. One time I was in my therapist's office, and, you know, it was a rainy Wednesday afternoon. And I was talking to him. I was like, man, I'm depressed. Like, I just, you know, again, here we are. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. And he goes, you know, you can be depressed and still tend to your garden. And I'll never forget when he told me that. That was such a powerful thing to hear, because I didn't know, like, you are allowed to have emotions and still live your life. So guys, please remember that. You're allowed to have emotions and live your life. And of course, I want to go through expectations. We're going to talk about understanding the impacts of trauma. Yesterday was just foundational. We're going to go deeper today. We're going to get into actions. We're going to get into how to regulate your emotions even more, how to create your future, how to face your fear, how to understand the impact of mentorship and mindset shifts. We got some mindset shifts experts today, y'all. I'm telling you that I'm not even telling you who's speaking yet, because I want you to be surprised, but I promise you that the person coming up after me, like, I may not even need to be here anymore, like, real talk, because they're so good. And so, well, you know, that's the thing about this. Like, it's incredible what can happen with the right people around you. We're going to go deeper in how to be unbroken. Guys, in my VIP, please turn your cameras on. Be present. Be a part of this. It's incredibly important that you show up, that you're here with us. And again, I'm going to say it. I know I said it yesterday. Guys, let's keep it PG. I know some of y'all, I see you. Like, accidents happen. I've got the internet too. I've seen it happen. Make sure your clothes are on, guys. Make sure your clothes are on. Hit those emojis. Hit those laughs. I got you guys. Look, it is what it is. And VIP, make sure you change your backgrounds. We want to see your backgrounds. We want to see you show up and playing all out. And then, of course, you have your VIP workbook. Guys, if you are watching over in YouTube, you want to join VIP, there is still time. Just go to unbrokencon.com and you can join us. And then before we get started, guys, we talked about this idea of what it is to go down this tunnel together yesterday. We're going down it again. So I want you to grab your flashlight. I want you to hold your phone up. And I want you to remember what we talked about every single day when we're going down this tunnel, right? Whether it's me in front of you or you in front of somebody else, we're guiding each other through the darkness. So especially guys on VIP, I see you. Susan, I see you with that phone out. Thaddeus, I see you grabbing it. Daniel, I see you. I see all you guys grab it. Like, this is what it's about, right? You get this thing right here and you remember that we're in this together. We're going down this path. We're doing this in a way that's about connection. Sheila, I see you. Ryan, I see you guys. Like, I'm watching here. Some of you guys who are driving, maybe don't be driving with your phone in your hand, please. Please be safe. And so remember that this guide, this is about us coming together, walking down this tunnel and giving each other strength through this journey. And your life can be completely different in 1 year from today. I want you to continue to remember that because this is so important. People are always like, man, nothing's changed, nothing's changed, nothing's changed. This whole journey, this whole process is about momentum. This whole process is about showing up day in, day out. This whole process is about coming together in a way where you have the tools and you have the community to keep moving forward. Guys, so thank you so much, especially for those of you who took your phone out. You can throw it back down, save that battery, especially if you're watching on your phone. And if you're ready, type I'm ready in the chat, guys. If you're ready, type I'm ready. I want to hear you. I want to see it. Let's go. It is time, my friends. Unbroken Conference, day number 2. Here we go. So excited to be here. Jay's ready. We got Thaddeus ready. Kathy is ready. Melanie is ready. Jennifer's ready. Robes is ready. Kay is ready. Daniel's ready. I can't even keep up. You guys are going so fast. I'm ready. Guys, I am ready. And of course, just like yesterday, I'm going to reiterate to you because this is so important to me that I am committed to your success. Like, it means so much to me that you guys are here, that you guys are ready. And I see you guys on YouTube. Pure is ready. Christina is ready. Sarah is ready. Coleman is ready. Susan is ready. Natasha is ready. Like, I see you guys. Jana says she's psyched. I'm psyched too. Like, this is my favorite thing, my friends. I'm so excited to be here. And a reminder, you have to ask yourself this question. We constantly have to be in this place of questioning our beliefs and what we have right now. And you have to ask yourself, why are you so desperately looking for excuses not to do this? My friends, if you're finding reasons in your life to not show up, if you're finding reasons in your life to have a life that is of lack, that is not of abundance and joy and hope and grace and love and compassion and relationships and all the things that you want, you have to ask yourself why. And we're going to talk about some incredible mindset shifts. Guys, today is shift day. We're going to make some shift happen. And if you know what that means, you know there's a special guest coming. And so, guys, this shifting, this going into what's next is so incredibly important, but you have to let go of the beliefs that you used to have that brought you to where you are, because the beliefs you have today are not going to take you to where you want to be. I'm going to say that again. And if you understand, type in, I get it. Type, I get it in the chat if you get this. The beliefs that you used to have will not get you to where you want to be. And the reason why is because most of those beliefs weren't yours to begin with. Those are beliefs, those are limiting beliefs from the people that raised you, from the community, from society, from the government, from school, from everything. Like, thanks, Obama, right? It's like being beliefs, all these things in our lives, we've been brainwashed into thinking certain things that are not true. And so today we're going to talk about shifting those limiting beliefs and how we get out of them. And remember, my friends, you're just one decision away. And as being in this room right now, you've already made a critical first step into what is next. And of course, we talked about this yesterday, but at the end of this, I'm going to give you everything you need to get unstuck, to love yourself and be the hero of your own story in the next 12 months. And I'm going to teach you everything that being unbroken means. It's about loving yourself, about getting support when you need it, getting unstuck, standing up for yourself, holding on to your boundaries. One of the things that trauma survivors struggle with the most, We're going to get into inner child healing, community, controlling anxiety, depression, accountability, and being in safe relationships, which is everything. And of course, just like yesterday, you have to ask yourself, would you invest $43,046 if I could guarantee your transformation? And if you could have a guaranteed transformation in your life, be like, I am. Type in the chat right now, I am willing. If you're willing to do whatever it takes to go to the next level, to be the hero of your own story, to let go of all the limiting beliefs, to be able to stand proudly on your own two feet and say, this is my life, type in I am. I love this, my friend. Sheila says, I am. Paul, I am. Natasha, I am. Paul, I am. Brian, I am. Ruth, I am. Thaddeus, I am. Jay, I am. Alina, I am. Daniel, I am. I love it, my friends. I love it. Now, of course, there's no planet I would ever charge you guys that kind of money. That's absolutely incredible. Like, who can do that? But I want to remind you real quick that when you commit to yourself, when you invest in yourself, when you ask for help, and when you do whatever it takes to be the hero of your own story, you will be unbroken. And YouTube, I see you guys too. Janice, I am. Christine, I am. Coleman, I am. Jezeree, I am. Sarah, I am. Guys, I'm watching you too. Don't try to hide from me, YouTube, just because you're not on VIP. I see you. My team is in VIP. My team is in YouTube as well. They're there to help and support you. Daniel and Ruth are over there as well. Of course, VIP, Daniel and Ruth are over here as well. So my friends, before we get into what's next, it's time to make a commitment to yourself again. Same commitment that I made to myself. What we're doing right now is we're brainwashing ourselves. Like, I'm not even going to hide it from you, right? There's a lot of coaches and speakers and all these fucking people in the world. They'll pretend that they're not telling you the thing. I'm never going to hide anything from you or this community. I'm brainwashing you guys right now into power. Because for so long, we've been brainwashed into this idea that we're not good enough. We're not strong enough. We're not capable enough. We don't matter. And you hear all of these things for years, but it's just not true. And so when you commit to yourself, everything in your life will be different. Now, this was my commitment to myself. I committed to bet on myself, to invest in myself, to ask for help. And so if you guys want to have the same commitment I did, you know, put your hand over your heart right now and do this if you trust yourself. Like, if you've never trusted yourself in your life right now, give this to yourself, because so many people are scared to commit to themselves because they're so used to letting themselves down because they've been told it's okay, right? But you guys already said that you get it. You're going to let go of limiting beliefs to go to the next level, right? And so if you're one of those people, put your hand on your heart and say, I commit to bet on myself, to invest in myself, to ask for help, and to do whatever it takes to be the hero of my own story, heal my trauma, and be unbroken. And my friends, that's the game. Like, that's the game. Like, for real. Thaddeus, I see you, the Grant Cardone prices. I've worked with Grant Cardone. I've paid those prices. I would never do that to my community. Just so you, I mean, I'm 10X all day. Everybody, we'll get into that later, but trust me, man, we're never going to do that. And so you guys are ready. If you're ready, one more time, I am in the chat. I am ready. Let's get into this right now, my friends. I'm super excited to be here with you. This is everything. Like, you can't see it. I talk about this all the time. In front of me, there is a giant sign that says this: mindset is everything. This is everything, guys. The way that you think about what is next in your life is going to be the very thing that transforms you to give you the ability and the tools to have the life that you want to have. The mindset shifts, what we're going to go through today, is going to make it so that you know exactly how to take the next steps, okay? So we're going to go through the 6 principles. These are principles that I came up with after I realized I'd been doing this wrong for so long. How many of you guys have ever been like banging your head against the wall? You're like, I'm trying everything, it's not working, right? I'm like that. I'm like, Jesus, would this please work for 5 seconds, right? Would this please work? Can I please figure something out here? And I realized something really important. And I want to show you guys my whiteboard. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to kill these slides. I'm going to pull out the old trusty whiteboard here because I want you guys to see what we're going through. So here's the reality, my friends. There are 6 areas in life, right? There are 6 areas in life that I think are penultimate to everything in this journey. And I don't think that until you understand them, you understand them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, until I sat and I realized, like, okay, wait a second, something in this journey is missing. Something here doesn't make sense. What are these things? What are the pieces of the puzzle that I'm missing? It was like, I had to sit back and look at them and be like, okay, what are these? Okay, so we're going to go through the six principles of healing, right? Number one, this is one of the things that it hit me, but only after I was in it. Because I remember this like it was yesterday. I was sitting in my kitchen in Portland, Oregon, and my roommate had come into the kitchen. And she was looking at me and she was like, something about you seems different today. And I was like, yeah, something is different today. I feel free. And she's like, you feel free? Like, what does that mean? And I was like, I feel like the weight of the world isn't on my shoulders anymore. How many of you guys would like to have that feeling? Like, how many of you guys, like, raise your hand if you're like, man, I would love the feeling of freedom. I would love to know what that would be like, to like feel free to be able to let go of all of that. Well, here's what I figured out in this journey. You have to give yourself permission. You have to allow yourself the ability to step into freedom and to be open to change. See, most people are not open to the possibility of being someone different than they are today because we've been indoctrinated so deeply by this idea that we have to be exactly what everyone told us to be. You have to be willing to be open to the change to find freedom. Because what will happen is when you find freedom, you will realize that this is the greatest sense of self that you will know. Because you will start to walk down this path where you're doing things because you choose to, right? How incredible would that be able to do things because you want to do them, because you feel it, because it's your choice and your decision, not someone else's, right? Would that be incredible, right? Would that be an amazing feeling? Like, are you guys getting this? That freedom is one of them. It's number one, but it's freedom you give yourself. Like, I can't give you the freedom. Nobody else can give you the freedom. And the freedom that you give yourself is the willingness to be open. So if you're willing to be open, just type, I'm open. Type, I'm open. Share it in the chat. Let me know you're open. Because I just want to know that this is syncing with you, right? We're interacting all day, guys. So if this is making sense, type, I'm open. If it's not making sense, be like, I don't get it. I'll go in deeper. Guys, this is our time together. So don't, if you are like, I don't understand, let's go. So many of you guys are saying I'm open. So many of you get it. Okay, beautiful. So I'm going to go to number two. Number two is this. This was an interesting concept for me. Most people will judge themselves when they fail. Most people judge themselves all the time when they fail. And what I realized is what you actually have to do is continue to move forward. You continue to move forward. And the reason that you continue to move forward is because when you understand that when you make mistakes, when you have failures, when you have breakdowns in the systems and things don't work and life feels against you because maybe you did that thing you said you weren't going to do again, right? The very thing that you have to do is recognize that you don't judge yourself in that moment. The world is already judging you. The world is already waiting for you to make mistakes. Everybody, especially in the world we live at now, they're pointing a finger. Somebody already emailed me and they were like, dude, your conference is stupid. Literally, I took a screenshot of it last night. It's going to go into my favorites folder on my phone because I want to look at that stuff and be like, I will not let that person stop me ever, right? Because I know I see hundreds of you guys watching this, and I know that you're getting massive, massive value out of this. And so for me, people will judge you. I will never judge myself. Even if I make the worst mistake, I could burn down my whole house. I could crash my car. I could go into massive debt again. I could do all the things in planet Earth that mess up everything I've ever built, and I would not judge myself. Instead, I would ask myself a question. What did I learn from this? You know, one of the things that I learned from Tony Robbins, that is, not Tony the Tiger. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. One of the things that I learned from Tony is he goes, you have to remember life is happening for you, not to you. And so many of us, we feel like life is happening to us. Like there's an avalanche always falling on top of us. Like we're always getting stuck. Like we're always getting beat up. But my friends, it's just not true. The way we interpret it, that mindset is everything concept. When you go through this process and this healing journey and you are letting your mind drift into what I call the danger zone, where you're beating yourself and judging yourself for the mistakes, that's also called the vortex, my friends. And so if you're in that place in your life where you're judging yourself, I want you to pause and I want you to ask yourself, why are you beating yourself up? And I want you to continue to move forward. If that makes sense, write, I got it in the chat. I got it. If that or got it, I got it, got it. Write it in the chat. Let me know if this makes sense so we can move on to number three. I promised our next speaker I would not go over time like I did yesterday because I asked them a huge favor to be here. So I'm trying to move through this. Okay, we got it. 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 Good, 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 good. Awesome, my friends. Number three. Oh man, this was a really revelation. Is revelationary a word? It might be. I don't know. This was a revelation for me. I realized something when I was 29 and I was getting ready to leave my home and leave Indiana and move across the country and go into therapy with one of the world's most renowned trauma therapists and step into men's group therapy to go to adult children's groups. And I was just going all in, guys. And I realized because for the previous 3 years, I'd kind of just been trying it on my own. I realized there was a missing piece of this. I'm like, I know people talk about it, but I don't think that people do it in this way in which they really sit in the truth of what this means. And number three is together. Number three is together. We have to be willing. This is uncomfortable, right? This is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever experienced. And I'm going to get into this later tonight. But the most uncomfortable thing I've ever experienced in my life was the first time that I walked into men's group therapy at 30 years old, almost 8 years ago, guys. And there were these six other men who were there. And I was like, oh, this is very uncomfortable. And as I continued to go every week for years, what happened was a bond was created and a brotherhood was created. And this was the same thing that I started experiencing when I went into coaching groups, when I went into mentorship, when I got my community, right? And that's the same thing that we see happening with the Unbroken Week and weekly coaching session. We're building community. We're coming together. And you have to understand you're not alone. You have to leverage a support system. If you think that you're alone, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you that's going to fuck you up real quick. There's almost 8 billion people on planet Earth. There's no way you're alone. And this is going to be a hard truth. But remember, I'm here to guide you. And this is said with love, my friends. This is said with love. If you are alone right now, it's because you're deciding to be. I know that's a hard truth. I know it is, and it hurts, and it's probably uncomfortable, and you're probably like, screw you. You don't know what I've been through. I get it. There's always a space to volunteer. There's always a community that needs more support. There's always a church group that you can go. There's always a support group. There's always the Unbroken community. There's always a way to find people to support you, my friends. But you have to be willing to go and find it. Like, think about this. Ask yourself a question. And I want you to type in the chat if this happened. If I came and knocked on your door and asked you to come to Unbroken Conference, will you please write in the chat that I did that? I don't see any, right? I didn't do that. And so one of the incredible things that you guys, maybe without even being able to acknowledge it, you are doing is step number three. You're in step number three because you're like, I'm going to go and be a part of this thing. I don't know what it is. It's a little scary. I hear this guy on podcasts. He speaks on these stages. I don't know. I'm going to go see what that is. And now I can see there's community being built. I see you guys in the group chats. I see you guys in the breakout rooms. And that's what this process is. So if you guys understand number three, this makes sense and you're in it, type in together, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R. I want to see the word together in the chat if you get this. I just want to make sure you guys do before we go on to what's next. This is really important. I love this. Together. I can't even read. You guys are going so fast. That's amazing. So as we get into this, number four, this one's really interesting. And I won't get into the full science of it, but number four makes a ton of sense when you start to understand the biological experience that you're having. You see, the emotions that we have sometimes serve us and sometimes they don't, right? You can probably think about a lot of the emotions that you have. Well, two of the emotions that actually parallel each other when you go and you study them, if you put a brain in an MRI machine with dye and you show them photos of two different things, one being scary and one being super excited, the brain actually has a very similar response. And number four, this one was an interesting thought that I had because I was like, this doesn't make sense to me, but it kind of does. And then I saw the science of it and I was like, oh yeah, duh. We're just biological. We're just having this human experience all the time where our brains are trying to make meaning of things and these chemicals are rushing through. And so you get to this place of excitement. Can you be excited about the thing that you're going to do? So I was backstage, I was getting ready to go do a talk in Dallas a couple of years ago. One of the people were like, man, aren't you nervous? I was like, no, I am excited, my friend, because so much of the way that we think about the things that are scary actually are not scary. They're not as scary as you think they are, because when you understand that when you're excited, think about this. I'm going to lay this out. Okay, so something happens and you're a little bit fearful and you have this feeling of anxiety, right? Your stomach feels weird, your eyes get zeroed in, your heart starts pounding, your palms get sweaty. That's the same thing that happens when you're super excited. Think about it. You bump into somebody you have a crush on, right? You go and you get the opportunity to finally do that thing you've been trying to do for so long. I remember the most excited I've ever been where I was like, I really, really had to get into number four. I got to have one of my mentors on the podcast. And the night before, I was like freaking out. And then I was like, wait a second, I'm excited about this. I control my mind. I control my emotions. I control everything that's happening. And so excitement is a leverage, is a tool that you can use, but you have to decide which one it is. And so yesterday we talked about this concept of having a pause, of having a timeout, of giving yourself a bit of space to think things through before making decisions or choices. And this is where this excitement concept really comes into play, right? And so if you can be excited, what will happen is fear will subside and you'll move forward anyway, right? And that's one of the things. So if you get that, that makes sense. The science of it is something I go into in one of the master classes, the science of trauma. We don't have enough time now. So if you don't understand the science, we'll go into that later. But as long as you get this, type in, I get it. As long as you get that you can be excited about things that may be scary, type in, I get it. Because I want to know, get it, got it, good, right? Cool. I can see you guys. Amazing. Love it. And then this one's interesting because I think people fail to understand in this journey and in this mindset, this. This is what I didn't know. This is the very thing that this entire company, that this entire training and this event is built on. It's about being not broken. If you have ever said that you're broken, type in the chat, I have. If you're like, I'm broken. I can't be fixed. I'm screwed up. No, nothing can fix. Like this is, it's all over. It's all downhill from here. I have. Yeah. I see almost everyone in this room is typing that. All of you guys, everybody on YouTube, I see you too. Right. And it's like, we all have been there. But guess what? You're not a freaking clock. You're not a car. You're not a television set. You're not a fucking phone. You are a human being having a human experience. You're not broken. That's a lie. That's that brainwashing that we were talking about that we've told ourselves to have this idea, this belief that somehow because of our past, we're never going to be able to come through it, right? That's the inner critic. That's the self-sabotage. That's the limiting beliefs. You guys hear all these words all the time, but you have to understand the words you use are so incredibly important. They're so incredibly important because a lot of people, what they do is they actually predetermine their destiny. They predetermine their destiny. I'm going to tell you how they do it. Because what they do is they have a series of words that they use that will not give them the space to overcome those words. I can't, I won't, I shouldn't, I'm not good enough, not for me, not going to happen, it's for somebody else. I'm broken. I don't deserve it, right? We all have used those words. At some point in time, we've all used those words. Then the reason that those words are so incredibly dangerous is because they actually eliminate possibility from your life. Because the second you say, I don't deserve it, guess what? You don't. You have already decided. And so when you say that you are broken, which people do, everyone in this room has, so many of us say it. It's so toxic, so poisonous that when you say it, you have already predetermined it to be true. But my friend, you're not broken. And here's how I know, because if you were, you wouldn't even be able to be here right now, right? You wouldn't even be able to show up. You wouldn't be able to even get on your damn computer, your phone, to come and be a part of this, right? Because brokenness is a concept and an idea. Like anything, just like being unbroken. Yesterday, when we went through the meditation, when we went through the breathing with Leslie, she said, I am unbroken. We repeated that mantra to ourselves for a long time because it's true. And it's a reminder. These are the words you have to use. And some of you guys are using words that are so mean to yourself. Like, think about it, how mean you can be to yourself. And like, if you use those words with me, I would punch you in the face, right? And it's like, and you think you'll be successful, but you won't, right? You won't. And so what you have to do is you have to start operating your life in kindness. And so this is something I teach all the time. It's something we went over. We need to take, I see so many of you guys taking notes right now. You're going to write this down. Because when you do this, what will happen is it becomes the framework. It really, truly will for what's next. You write down, I am the kind of person who is kind to myself. Okay, you write down, I am the kind of person who is kind to myself. Then that's going to become a tool that you use every single day when you're in those moments of being unkind, of being hurtful, of self-flagellation, punishing yourself, right? Because when you're operating through a scope of kindness, you can't be mean to yourself. It's impossible. You can't do two things at once that are contradictory of each other, right? You can't. It's impossible. It's physics. And so if you're operating through a scope of kindness and you're in this limited mindset, if you're in this limited belief, if you're in this place of pain or suffering or hurt and you're beating yourself up, and you're going, I'm broken. I don't matter. I don't deserve it. You go, no, shut up, brain. I'm in control because I'm the kind of person who is kind to myself. And my friends, if you leverage that, if you use that, I promise you the things that are happening are going to be revolutionary in your life. So if you get that type, I get it. Let me know that you get it. I want to make sure that it makes sense, that you got it. So type it in the chat. Let's see it. Make sure we do. Boom, I love it. Brian, got it. Sheila's got it. Dr. Faye, I'm going to have to ask you how to say your name. I apologize. Susan, Bella, Kay, Heidi, Jay. So you guys are going so fast. I love it. It's amazing. YouTube, I'm looking at you guys too. Let's make sure that you guys have it as well. So if you guys got it, type I got it. YouTube, don't forget, like, I'm here with you guys too. You may not be in the VIP room, but I'm here with you. So please don't forget that. I'm watching, I'm paying attention. I'm going all out. You guys go all out. Let's make sure you got it too. Pure Divine says, I got it. Lily, I got it. Janice, Sarah, Coleman, they get it. Amazing. All right, let's go into my favorite. Can anyone guess what my favorite thing about being unbroken is? Can anyone guess? If anybody gets this right, I got a great surprise for you. If anybody can guess my number one mantra, the number one thing, guys, there's some of you in this VIP room who have been following me for years. You know what it is. Somebody in this room knows what it is. We talked about it multiple times yesterday. It's the very thing that will shift everything in you. It's the very thing that will take you to the next level. It's the very thing. It's the shift that I made when I asked I'm going to give you a clue. This is like trivia night. I asked myself a question. What are you willing to do to have the life that you want to have? Who knows the answer to that question? Somebody knows it. I know you guys do. I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you the answer. And then you're going to be like, duh, I knew that. Boom. There it is. Jennifer, no excuses, just results. Boom. Absolutely. Guys, give it up for Jennifer. I love it. That is always the answer, my friends. That is always the answer. No excuses, just results. Number six, no excuses. I'm running out of whiteboard. Just results. And I saw somebody say they can't read my handwriting. I know, my finger got cut off. It is what it is, guys. So here's the deal. This concept, this idea, no excuses, just results. This is really simple. And it sounds, it's hard for people to understand until they understand it. And I've had people push back at me and go, that's not very trauma-informed. That's not healing. Well, if you remember what we went to yesterday, I shared that quote from Dr. Caroline Leaf. And she said that sometimes you just have to do it. You can't wait for the right time. You can't wait for the right emotion. You can't wait for whatever that thing is, right? You have to just take action. You have to just do it. And that's what no excuses, just results is. Because sometimes the very thing that's keeping you from being able to go to the next level is that excuse that you're seeking. And so when I look at my life, I'll tell you a story. So, and again, this isn't about weight. This is about W-E-I-G-H-T, weight. I think that's how you spell weight. It's not about weight as in size and pounds. This story that I'm about to tell you is about love for myself. And so when I was 26, after my rock bottom moment, after I put a gun in my mouth, after I was done with everything, and I made that decision, I asked myself that question, what are you willing to do? And the answer, being no excuses, just results, like I literally meant it. And when I made that choice, when I made that declaration to myself, what it meant was I'm going to do whatever it took to go to the next level. And so what I started doing was everything, right? And what it looked like was I started investing every penny that I had into my healing journey. I'm going to tell you a story about the first time that I did that later today. I started going to the gym. I started eating the right foods. I quit smoking. I quit drinking every day. I quit getting high when I woke up. Right? I quit all of these things that were taking from me. Because what I realized is that often we punish ourselves in the ways that our parents or our caregivers or our community hurt us as kids. Some of us are in terrible relationships. Some of us are in unfulfilling careers. Some of us are in massive debt. Some of us are doing really awful things to our bodies because that's what we've been told is okay. But it's that same brainwashing. And so I came up with this idea about no excuses. And what happened was now I found myself in going to the gym all the time, showing up to therapy and taking it seriously, investing in courses and programs, selling everything that I owned, literally everything that I owned to pack my car to drive 2,000 miles to a place I'd never been before, to go to a therapist who was world-renowned and to sit in his chair and to be in his groups and to learn from all of the people who had been there before me. And what's interesting is what will happen when you start this journey, people around you they will judge you and they will look at you and they'll be like, what are you running from? I'll never forget this. I sat with my best friends one night before I decided to leave, and I shared with them my story. I told them more about me in half an hour than I had in almost a decade of knowing these guys. And they asked me a question. They said, what are you running from? And I was like, guys, you don't get it. I'm not running from anything. I'm running to me. And that's what happens when you stop making excuses. You give yourself the ability to run towards you and the person that you choose to be.
Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends. And until next time, be unbroken.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.